Good morning. Denny Heflin from the Ottoman County Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, today I would like to start out with just a couple of CRP reminders. Several of you participants have done some emergency haying on your CRP acres. Remember that the acres hayed will need to be reported back to FSA. So if you had requested to make hay off of all your acres and maybe only made part of them, you'll want to be sure to report that, because we do log this, and it does start the timeline for making hay off of those acres in a three-year rotation. So if you've completed that haying of your emergency haying of CRP, report it to your FSA, and let's get those records completed. Second of all, I would also like to remind producers that they will be harvesting here soon and may want to begin to use the incidental grazing provisions for the CRP program. This is a good deal to use to when you have waterways or grass felder strips or contour grass strips, and you don't have fences around those acres. There is a 25% payment reduction of your annual payment to use those acres for incidental grazing. So you need to make application to FSA prior to beginning that grazing of the crop residue around in the fields. As always, this is important at FSA that you keep your records updated, especially if you have any changes to your address or zip code, or if you've made changes to your bank accounts. We are coming up to the time of year that we'll be making a lot of payments, and if you do have that change to your bank account and you have not notified us, it will just cause problems for us and delays for you in getting your money. So please get a hold of your FSA office and let us know if you've made that change. With that change, also I'd like to just visit briefly about payments to deceased producers. I know that a lot of times that a participant may pass away just prior to the end of the fiscal year, and so we need to have you contact at your FSA office on behalf of that deceased producer and file a form, FSA 325, to claim the payment that that producer would have earned. This allows us then to make that payment using that deceased producer's ID number, but make it to you so that you can negotiate the payment. So if this is applicable to you, please give us a call here at the FSA office and we'll help you get that form completed. Today I would like to announce that the Ottoman County Farm Service Agency office is going to begin accepting applications to fill a permanent program technician position. The individual selected will be responsible for carrying out the general activities and technical functions pertaining to the FSA-administered programs. Applicants should possess excellent human relations skills as well as some strong and clerical and computer skills. A general knowledge of agriculture practices would also be beneficial. The application process has to be done online, so the full vacancy announcement with mandatory application requirements can be obtained at www.usajobs.gov. That's www.usajobs.gov. And there you will access the vacancy announcement number IA-2017-0040. Again, that's IA-2017-0040. The deadline for submitting a completed job application is September 19th. This vacancy announcement does not open until next Tuesday, the 5th, but If you want to go ahead and play around and see how it works to get into USA Jobs, that probably would be a good idea. So beginning next Tuesday, September 5th through September 19th, that job will be posted, and an application online must be submitted. If you have questions regarding this, you can contact me at the Audubon FSA office at 712-563-4261, extension 2. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Remember that our USDA offices will be closed on Monday in observance of Labor Day. So if you have any business, plan yourselves accordingly. And we will talk to you again next week.